Now Empty Nest on NBC.
Dateline Miami. The stadium cheered as the gallant gladiators of the gridiron triumphantly ran off the football diamond. The fellows with the fish on their helmets, I believe they're called the Miami Pescadores, wore light-colored uniforms and got much dirtier than the other team who had the good sense to wear a darker color. Who says women can't write sports?
Hey, Carol.
Hi, Sophia. Are you going on a trip?
No, I'm training for the Bellhop Olympics. Can I crash here for a few days till I find a new place?
Of course. What's the matter?
It's Lemke, the new manager at Shady Pines. He treats us like children. Here, look at this.
Lights out at 9 o'clock. No more bus trips to St. Genevieve for bingo. No desserts. No more soda.
Plus, he blocked the Playboy channel.
Sophia, he just arbitrarily came and took these things away from you? Well, you have to fight back. You have to stand up for your rights.
I did. I organized a protest rally.
Well, good. What happened?
Nothing. The rally was at 8 o'clock, and by 7:30, everybody was asleep.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one.
Laverne, I know it rang 10 times, but I couldn't get Mr. Jenkins' blood to clot any faster. So how are things in Hickory? The trial's been postponed again. All right, keep us posted.
Did she say when she's coming back?
Well, she hasn't even testified yet. Seems there's been a delay. Apparently, they needed the judge's robe for the high school graduation.
Hi, everyone. I'm back.
Have we met?
Sure we have. Don't you remember me? I was a volunteer here.
Oh, of course, Maxine. Look, it's
Dolores.
Doris.
Not right.
Oh, yeah, Doris. It's all coming back to me now.
So, what brings you into the neighborhood?
My job.
Really, where do you work?
Here. The agency sent me.
Oh.
Yeah, I just graduated from nursing school. This is my first job.
Oh, well, congratulations.
How lucky for us. We get you before you're tarnished by experience.
You know, it was Laverne who inspired me to go into nursing. I'll never forget her words. White's a good color for you. I can't believe I'm going to be working with my mentor.
No, Doris, Laverne's not here. You're filling in for her.
What? No, I could never fill in for Laverne. She's my idol. I'm not ready for this. Oh, stupid, stupid.
No, Kimmy. Doris, don't do that, Kimmy. Just sit down. Did you pass the nursing boards?
Yes, I did. I thought you wouldn't believe me, so I brought them just to show you. And here are some pictures of my graduation. Okay.
These are phenomenal.
Oh, well, they're a little out of focus. It's hard to take a picture of yourself.
No, dear. These scores. I mean, I know you can do this job, and you'll make Laverne very proud. Right, Max?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, okay, then. I'll just go put away my things.
Harry? Doris? I mean, she's kind of a flake.
She's not a flake.
Oh, please, Harry, you pour milk on her, she's breakfast. I mean, I don't know if we can trust this woman.
Maxine, we need somebody, and she knows the clinic besides. Look at these scores.
Could someone help me? I got my hair caught in the locker.
Guess that wasn't on the test.
Something smells good.
Thank you. It's my new recipe.
It's talking about me. It's my new aftershave. So when's dinner? I'm starved.
Charlie, you are not eating here tonight. That is Sophia's place.
Oh, man, she's still here. What a mooch.
Hi, Sophia. Hi, Daddy. How was bowling?
Picture this. 10th frame. Dead-eye Sophia stares down the dreaded 7-10 split. She approaches the line, draws back. Fluid release. Point blank.
Nothing but pin.
Hey, Harry, how come you never take me bowling?
I took you once. You knocked yourself out when you stuck your head on the ball return.
Oh. Maybe that's why I don't remember.
Maybe. Now, go home.
Fine. I'll eat alone.
I'm making scongili, Sophia, and I think it's going to be delizioso.
More like Alpo. Out of the way. Where's the garlic?
Sophia, I really appreciate you doing so much cooking, but I have to be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of garlic.
Because you don't know what's good for you.
But this morning you put garlic in my waffles.
Trust me, in 3 days your hair will be jet black and you'll be as virile as a bull.
Oh, that reminds me, Daddy. Trudy called.
Who's Trudy?
It's a lady I've been seeing.
Do I know her?
No. What time does she want me to pick her up?
Where are you going?
But just to the movies.
Pick her up at 9.
9? It's a work night.
Sophia, you sound just like my mother.
And if Mama's little boy isn't home by 12 o'clock, bada bing!
Bada bing?
Bada bing!
I get it. Carol, can I talk to you for a minute, please? Honey, I love Sophia, but she's making me a little crazy. No, what's happening with the Shady Pines?
I'm on it, Daddy. I've already contacted the Older Women's League, the AARP, and the Grey Panthers.
Have you thought about contacting Shady Pines?
That's what they're expecting. Instead, I'm planning to write a scathing editorial for next week's Flyer.
Oh, next week. Carol, please. Sophia needs to be with her friends. She has dragged me to every bingo game in Miami. I hate bingo, Carol. It is boring, it is silly, and I never win.
All right, Daddy. First thing tomorrow morning, I will march down to Shady Pines and confront that Mr. Lemke. We shall overcome.
Harry, do me a favor, run to the store. We're out of garlic.
Overcome quick.
D-E-A-R space, S-I-R colon, return, return, tab, P-L-E-A-S-E space, B-E space, A-D-V-I-S-E-D space, T-H-A-P-O-R-I-S space. Oops, delete.
Do you have to type out loud?
Yes. No, sorry.
I'll do that. Look, why don't you take Mr. Spaulding to exam room 1?
Yes, sir. Ma'am, doctor.
Maxine, why are you typing? Why isn't Doris doing that?
Because she's weird, Harry. She talks to the computer.
She gets the job done.
Yeah, but she's weird. Her locker smells like mustard.
You're sniffing her locker and she's weird?
Well, your blood pressure's a little high.
That's because I'm nervous. Where's the other nurse? The one with all the southern stories? They calmed me down.
Oh, I'm filling in for her.
Okay, so you tell me a southern story.
I'll try. It was a warm spring day when Scarlett O'Hara swept down the stairs and said, "Fiddly Dee, what shall I do?"
Doris, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm putting the patient at ease. See, in nursing school, they taught us that...
All right, Doris, I'll take over from here.
Okay, I was at the part where Scarlett's coming down the stairs.
Why don't you make some coffee?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was stupid. I thought you were talking about the story, but of course you were talking...
Just make some coffee, and before you do anything else, check with me.
Yes, doctor.
And remember, 8-level scoops. Okay, Mr. Spaulding, let's check your blood pressure.
The nurse already did that.
Well, it doesn't hurt to double check.
2, 3.
Oh, Doris,
4.
I'm in the
boat. Oh, fudge, I lost count here.
Doris, is something wrong?
I'm an incompetent nurse.
Don't be so hard on yourself. A lot of nurses can't make coffee.
It's not just coffee, it's everything.
Doris, what is wrong?
Dr. Douglas makes me nervous. She doesn't trust me. I took Mrs. Varela's temperature, she retook it. I filed some files, she refiled them. In the wrong place, so I refiled them, but she caught me. So then, I had to sneak back in and
Doris. I see what you mean. All right, well, maybe I should have a talk with her.
No. When a nurse has a conflict with a doctor, she has to resolve it by herself. I learned that in my class. Resolving doctor-nurse conflicts. By yourself.
Well, good for you. I know you can do it.
Thanks. I am capable. I am confident. I am strong. I am capable.
Are you all right?
Dr. Douglas, I need to talk to you about something that's been bothering me.
Doris, I'm kind of busy. What is it?
Well...
What?
I forgot how many scoops.
No, Trudy. Trudy, don't... Honey, Joe, just calm down. No, Sophia's not my mother. She's just staying with us. She said you're after my money? Well, Trudy, you're a plastic surgeon. Maybe I'm after your money. Hello?
Good. You're home. The time has come. We got to give the old biddy the boot.
Charlie.
Harry, she's gone too far. Not only has she taken my place at the dinner table, but she buys non-alcoholic beer. And look at this. She put garlic in my Spam. Wow, this is great. Okay, she can stay.
Charlie, what am I going to do? I mean, Sophia's like a mother to me. How do you get rid of your mother?
Well, what I usually do is tell her I need a kidney. Next thing you know, she's on a world cruise.
Hey, dudes, your old lady's home.
Charlie, would you excuse us? I would like to speak with Sophia alone.
Oh, right. Too bad about your kidney.
Sophia, dear, I think we should have a little talk.
I brought you some cannoli.
Oh.
Not before lunch.
Have you heard from Shady Pines?
Shady Pines? I have no Shady Pines.
Well, I just thought that maybe you might have gotten...
Thank God for you, Harry. You took me in, no questions asked.
Well, I mean, of course, Sophia. I mean, you and I...
Hey, I'm not wearing out my welcome, am I?
Oh, no. It's
because
just...
Sophia Petrillo would rather be out on the street pushing a rusty old shopping cart than be a burden.
Sophia, you're not a burden. It's just that I was thinking...
That's my good boy!
Christmas, everyone. I just came back from Shady Pines.
Did you talk to Lemke?
He wasn't there, so I took something. Something very precious to him. Come on in, everybody. It's a walkout, Daddy. We're going to bring Lemke to his knees. You freedom fighters, and join your brothers and sisters of the resistance.
Nice going, Red. Let's see how long Lemke lasts without our rent.
We want him to crawl.
Grovel.
Give me a body massage.
Well, I have a little crush.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm calling Lemke.
I'm not sure I have the authority to do this. Maybe you better wait for Dr. Douglas.
Lady, anybody can sign for delivery. I've had kids do it. I've had pets do it.
Well, if you think it's all right... you're next, Mr. Kabara.
It's okay if I get some water? Or will that exceed your authority?
Help yourself. Dr. Douglas will be with you in a moment. While you wait, you can strip to your shorts, you know, if you don't mind.
Aren't you going to weigh me?
Oh, Dr. Douglas prefers to do that herself.
What about taking my temperature?
She'll do that, too.
But do you mind hanging this up?
Okay. No, I better not. Oh, my God. Can you hear me? Dr. Douglas!
Okay. What is going... Oh, Lord.
He's not breathing, and he doesn't have a pulse.
All right, let me in there.
I've got this.
No, Doris, I think...
I've got this, damn it. You get the paddles.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on, buddy, breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Gonna be just fine. I'll be by to see you on my rounds. Hey, Nursie.
Yes?
I never thanked you for the water. And, you know, everything.
Anytime. Dr. Douglas, I'm sorry I yelled at you. I know it was unprofessional.
Well, under the circumstances, I'd say it was very professional. And actually, I owe you an apology.
You do?
I haven't been very fair to you, Doris. I haven't let you do a thing since you got here.
Really? I hadn't noticed. Okay, I did notice. You were a jerk. Sorry.
It's okay. I was a jerk. So, let's put this behind us and start over. What do you say?
Deal.
Hey, is it going to be much longer? I'm freezing in there.
Mean old Lepke ran a home.
Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Now he sits there all alone.
We wish he would die. Die, Lepke, die. Die, Lepke, die.
Hey, hey, hey. Peter, Paul, and Lamo, give it a rest.
Hey, how's this for a chant? Meaner than a pit bull. Always such a hassle. We think Mr. Lemke is nothing but a...
But I put a pretty... Come on now, please. Let's be civil. The man is coming here to negotiate.
He's here. He came in the Shady Pines bus.
Like he thinks we're going back there. What a nitwit.
Just remember, civil. Now, no one raises their voice, no matter how nasty he gets.
Hi, everyone. I brought cookies.
Those are fat-free.
We hate fat-free.
And we hate you.
Whoa. Come here. Wait. Why so hostile?
We want our cable.
And no more curfew.
Bite me.
Bite me.
People, calm yourselves. He You'll have a stroke. And put down those signs. You'll poke an eye out.
All right, Mr. Lemke, sir, come on, let's talk.
What have you done to these people? They're not wearing their sweaters. You're giving them popcorn. They could choke. Oh, no. Sophia.
Gotcha.
All right, that's it. You, in the kitchen. Not you.
All right, Buster, you're in trouble now.
All right, Sophia, just sit, please. Do not say a word. Mr. Lemke, sir? Thank you. Now, obviously you care very much about these people, but is it possible that you're being a little too, I don't know, overprotective?
Overprotective? Are you crazy? There's no such thing as overprotective.
These people have every right to decide how to live their lives. They are adults. Put yourself in their place. I'm sure it's no fun being 80 and being treated like you're 8.
Hey, it's no fun being 80.
Mr. Lemke, your whole retirement home is in my living room.
And unless you lighten up, we'll stay here forever.
Lemke, for the love of God, lighten up.
Sophia, if I agree to make some changes, would you come back?
What about the Playboy Channel?
Unblocked.
Curfew?
Gone.
Pet monkeys for everyone?
But, Sophia, come on, be serious.
Hey, I had him on the ropes.
Come on, all right, come on, let's keep those folks back. They're Shady Pines. Okay. Good news, everyone.
Where is everyone?
1, 2, 3.
Push!
1, 2, 3.
Push!
Oh, my God, Daddy, I've created a monster. They're trying to tip over the bus.
1, 2, 3.
Push!
1, 2, 3.
Oh, Sophia, I'm really going to miss having you around here.
Come on, Harry. I was driving you nuts.
No, don't
Admit
be silly.
It.
All right, I'm a little, maybe.
How could you say that to me? I'm 87 years old.
Sophia, come on. Give me a kiss goodbye.
Jeez, Harry, lay off the garlic.
Thanks for watching Empty Nest on NBC.
Mean old Lemke's not so bad, doo-dah, but we still like Harry's pad. We might stay all day, we might stay all night, we might stay all day. He's still got some liquor left.
Just go away.